This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Much of Colorado could feel record-breaking heat over the next few days. The National Weather Service says Denver could reach a high of 95 today. If that happens, it would be the hottest September 9th since 1872, when the agency first started tracking Denver temperatures, and Colorado Springs may break a 41-year-old record of its own. Homeowners associations can no longer restrict the content of any signs or flags their residents display. A new law going into effect this week requires that all display rules be content neutral. Westword reports the law was partially spurred by families whose social justice signs ran afoul of their HOA rules. The change had bipartisan support in the legislature. Wildlife fencing is going up along a stretch of I-25 near Castle Rock, where a woman struck an elk and was killed. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The 18-year-old woman hit an elk on an early January morning. She got out of her car and was hit and killed by another car. At least 12 people were injured in the incident. Officials came up with a plan to install 16 miles of wildlife fencing on the east and west sides of I-25 between Lone Tree and Castle Rock. They hope it will prevent wildlife vehicle collisions. A mitigation system between Silverthorne and Kremling led to a 90% decrease. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
More students will soon gain access to free menstrual hygiene products while at school. A new state grant program to help schools provide free tampons and pads launches this week. The State Department of Education will distribute $100,000 as grants to schools with high numbers of low-income students. Products must be available to students regardless of their gender identity. This is CPR and KRCC.